So settling down, it can be really nice to have a blanket underneath your head.
Do you want anything under your knees?
Not sure.
If you've got your knees up, then it's nice to have something to rest on.
Yeah, I'm a bolster for a bit. And you want to play a bit with these things.
And if you want a blanket to be super, super comfy, blanket you, would you like a blanket over you?
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. And I'll see you in a couple of hours. So bringing the attention to the breathing now, I'm just going to come and tuck a few of you in.
I love being tucked in.
And as you bring your attention to your breath, you can imagine that the breath is travelling all the way up the front of the body, all the way back down. And breathing in all the way up the body. Breathing out all the way back down to the toes. And it is as though each breath out is a letting go. With each out breath, there is a release and letting go into the floor. Just going to do a tiny bit more tucking in. And noticing that the breath out settles the body down. And as I mention each part of the body now, we can imagine that there is a beautiful blue light that sits at each part of the body as it's mentioned. There's nothing to do and nowhere to go. Just a gentle imagining of the blue light as it sits at the tip of the tongue and the root of the tongue, as it sits on the top of the tongue and the base of the tongue, the place where the top lip and bottom lip touch, the top of the palate and the base of the palate, the tip of the chin, the right cheek and left cheek, the space between the eyebrows, the place where the top eyelid and bottom eyelid touch, the right ear and the left ear, blue light at the top of the head and the back of the head, the pit of the throat, blue glowing light at the pit of the throat, the right shoulder, the right armpit, the pit of the right elbow, wrist, blue light at the palm of the right hand and the back of the right hand, the blue light at the right hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger, the blue light all the way down the right arm and hand, all the way down the right arm and hand. A blue light at the collarbone on the right side, at the breast, the right side of the waist and hip, the thigh, knee, shin, calf, and the right ankle. The blue light at the top of the right foot and the base of the right foot. The right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. As though there is a glowing blue light all the way down the right side of the body, all the way down the right side of the body. You are awake and following the practice as the blue light sits at the left collarbone, the left shoulder, the left armpit, the crook of the left elbow, the left wrist, palm of the left hand, back of the left hand thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, fourth finger. Blue light shining all the way down the left arm and hand, all the way down the left arm and hand, the left breast, left side of the waist, hip, thigh, knee, shin, calf, ankle, top of the left foot, base of the left foot. Left big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, the whole of the left side of the body. The whole of the left side of the body. It's as though there is a blue light sitting at the pubic bones, at the navel, at the solar plexus, at the pit of the throat. It's as though the whole body is a shining blue light. That shining blue light becomes like a still sea on a night sky. A still sea with the night sky above, with the full moon shining and the stars glistening. A still night sky with a full moon and the stars glistening, with a shimmer on the water and a deep ease. And you are aware of the brightness of the light sky and the shimmering of the stars. And it is as if you are the ocean herself, looking up at the night sky. And you notice a shooting star. And the stillness, the ease. And then you become aware that the dawn begins to break and the sun begins to rise, and there is warmth and a light blue of the sky. And there's still the stillness of the water. You can feel the ease of the warmth. And then you become aware of the flowing of the tide, and that the tide comes all the way in and all the way out. And you notice that the breath is the tide, and the tide is the breath. And the tide comes all the way in and all the way out. And there is an ease and a calm to the water. But there is a knowledge that there is an underlying power there. And the tide comes all the way in and goes all the way out. And just as you can perceive the sound of your own breathing, you can hear the sound of the sea as it comes all the way in and all the way. And you have an awareness of the power of the sea to hold life and to nurture life. And you become aware of all the energy that is below the tide. The fish swimming, the coral growing millimetre by millimetre. Knowing that you are part of this energy and growth. It's almost as if you're being carried by the waves as they come and go. You feel an ease and a buoyancy. You feel light and easy. With an awareness of the ebb and flow of the breath. And the ebb and flow of the tide. And you become aware now of counting with the tide. So you notice the count one as the tide comes in. And the count two as the tide goes out. Three as the tide comes in. And four as the tide goes out. And the count continues in this way. Until a count of 10. And if there's a wandering away from the counting, that's fine. It's just a gentle bringing back. As 10 is reached and the count goes down to 9. And it comes in to 8 and then 7. The breath follows the counting follows the breath, and the waves go one way and back. There's nothing to do. The tide will flow, the breath will come, the breath will go. Following the breath. I'm letting go of the counting now. I'm noticing now the shoreline. And washed up on the shore is a little treasure box. And you become aware of the little treasure box, and you know that that treasure box is for you. And you pick up the treasure box, and inside the treasure box there is a gift. You open the box and you take out the gift. And you know that this gift is really precious to you. And the gift might be a note or something solid or a memory. you're grateful for this gift and you keep it with you and you keep it safe and precious. And then keeping that gift close to your heart, you close the box because you know that that treasure box will be found by whoever needs it. And when they open that lid, they will find the gift that they need. And you become aware now that you are back in the present moment, in this room, in the here and now. And you start to become aware that the breath is getting a little bit louder, a little bit stronger. Becoming aware of the weight of the body, of the feeling of any blankets that might be over you or of the air on your skin. Starting to wriggle the fingers and wriggle the toes. Knowing that a really lovely way to integrate the practice is to bring the knees into the tummy. Have a little rock from side to side. Knowing that this movement will allow you to bring whatever you want from this practice into the day, into this week. As you gently roll yourself over to one side, maybe rest there for a moment before coming up to a seated position. Knowing that when you leave this nidra practice, a good way to feel grounded is maybe to eat something or to put a radio on or do something that really wakes you up and brings you into the present moment. And a nice way to bring ourselves back to the present moment is to chant in unison.